All right, we're talking now with Ipswich Boys Lacrosse Coach Glenn Foster. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and you?
Doing the same, man, doing the same. The lights are coming back on. It's great. Coach, yeah, it's been a while since we've chatted, and, you know, you've coached everything over there at Ipswich. But how long now have you been with the lacrosse program?
I started in 1984. It gives me, what, 37 years?
That's not possible, man. That just is not possible. Holy Toledo. No, and it's like yesterday when we went back in Gloucester. Anyway, Coach, tell me a little bit about the preparation for this season because, you know, as with everybody else, we lost last spring. Your seniors did not get a chance to play. And then coming into this season, your most experienced kids had played as sophomores. So what was it like putting this thing together in preseason?
The preseason was very short, obviously, because we had the football before. So a lot of my kids came from playing their last football game on Friday to Monday afternoon practice. And we pretty much had a week to get everything set up. So that was the hardest thing, was trying to get the kids bonded into a team, since we lost last year and had really just a short time to do it.
Mm-hmm. And you had... Did you have some kids who had varsity experience coming back?
Just a couple, actually. And that was probably the biggest thing, is there are kids that are playing on my team now who would have been JVs last year, mm-hmm. and they missed that year, so they're coming back missing, again, what would have been their JV year with some experience, and now they're on the varsity.
Well, you know, we're more than halfway through the season, so have you been able to go from basics to sort of implementing your system?
That's been, obviously, having been there so long, they know it as of, because my JV coach would run the same basic program.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting that stuff in. I think it's just been the matter of, you know, back in 2017 when Killian Morrissey came around the crease, Dookie Kirkchenitis knew exactly where to stand, and they could almost not even have to look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece is missing because you didn't have last year. So there's that. They've got to get confidence in each other of what each other to do. And we also have kids that, you know, played here as a JV, but that's not what their skill set is. They should be in the varsity. So it's taken some time to get that all put together.
You know, ordinarily during the season, I imagine. You might not be teaching as much during a game as you do in practice, but are you doing a lot of coaching and teaching during the competition now?
Not so much. I try to keep it, and I probably learned this from Jack Welch, football coaches. I mean, the basics are there,
mm-hmm.
and you try to run something that's simple enough so that the kids can pick it up, and that is obviously usable in the game. So now it's more, I think, again, it goes back to all that, you know, if you run a fast break, there, somebody's out of position, and I think that's just from lack of experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and reps, I suppose. Coach, so far, you know, Hamilton Wenham, of course, seeming to emerge as the top threat in the league, but you guys are doing very well. So what do you look at as a highlight so far for you guys?
I think just been the improvement, as the Hamilton coach said, when we played the second time, we were a different team the second time we played. And I said that to Phil Stacy, that, you know, we weren't going to be the same team the second time, because as the kids have played together, we've continually improved. The other thing is, this is a nice senior class, and Ipswich, I mean, they did really well in football.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good group of kids. There's a lot of them. So that has been nice to work. You know, I'm glad these kids got this chance to do this year, because they missed it all last year.
I know, it's so bizarre. What about maybe a couple of leaders you could mention for us, you know, whether they're seniors, captains, or whatever?
Well, Justin Brum is a senior midfielder. He played for me as a sophomore on the varsity, so he's there.
Yeah, there's a familiar name. Yep, okay.
Jonah Orroff is, again, he was a JV goalie and missed last year, but he's really stepped up so far this year. Cade McAdams is one of my senior captains, who's, again, another one of the few that played as varsity, and now he's the senior defenseman, kind of the leader down at the end of the field. And Ned Donovan has emerged as an, I think, if not best, one of the best face-off guys in the league. He's every game is just constantly keeps us with possession of the ball.
What's coming up this week, Coach?
I have Triton on Thursday and Manchester Essex on Saturday, and then obviously the season's over, and then we look at playoff time, whatever that's going to look like.
Are there going to be league playoffs, or does that go directly to the MIAA?
No, the MIAA has decided to do a spring tournament, so the question, though, is going to be which schools are going to stay in it, and which leagues. I heard there's already been some leagues not have opted out.
Wow.
So it's still going to be Division 1, 2, and 3. It's still going to be North, South, East, and West, but I don't know what the makeup's going to look like as to who's going to actually get in it.
All right. Well, Glenn, anything else you want to mention about Ipswich Boys Lacrosse?
Just that, you know, it's, as I mentioned, I've been 37 years. You know, when I started this game, Arthur Carey started Ipswich in 1967, and we played with leather helmets and wooden sticks, and to watch the way the game has changed over the years and the popularity that it's come up, and it's kind of nice to know that Ipswich was one of the first programs around to bring it to the North Shore.
It's like a time machine. And, you know, one final question, I guess. You mentioned the popularity. How is your program going? How many kids, not how many kids, but are there good numbers?
The numbers are okay from what I've had. I mean, this has always been a small school.
Right.
But I think generally in the area you've got a lot of enrollments are dropping, which obviously you have no control over. I mean, I think we have a class now like 110 kids in it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, once you factor in the size of the class, and then, you know, every year Ipswich loses probably 20 kids to the local private schools or trade schools. So the numbers that you're picking from have gotten smaller. And obviously Ipswich still offers baseball and track and tennis and these things. So kids have lots and lots of options. So if I can get 40 to 45 kids out each year, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Coach,
right now with the
With the pandemic, who knows? Maybe there'll be another baby boom. So you just got to probably coach for 20 more years to see the numbers go up.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, great talking with you, man. I want to check in with you probably during postseason, but good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Right, take
bye-bye.
Care. Yeah, bye.
That is Glenn Foster, who is the Ipswich Boys Lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.